Hey, everybody, it's Paulie Mack here from the Murphy Mack Morning Show, talking to our good friend, tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. And today, I want to pick Steve's brain a little bit on estate planning. And Steve, my first and probably biggest question is, when it comes to estate planning, is there more to it than just determining which of your family members are going to get your assets when you go?
A lot more. An important part is something called an advanced healthcare directive. And what that is in English is, suppose that you're laying in a hospital bed and you can't speak for yourself, and the doctor goes to your spouse and says, should I pull the plug? You want to have something set up where if you can't speak for yourself, who is going to speak for you and what are they going to say? And that's also important if you're single and you don't have a spouse. You don't want to be like Terry Schiavo and have the spouse and the husband fight for 7 years over what could be done.
No, that's worst case scenario for sure, Steve. And we've seen it too many times. So if you've got questions like the one I just asked Steve, go ahead and pick up the phone and get in touch, because Steve has the answers and the experience to help you. Call him today. Steve Moskowitz, 1-888-TAX-DEAL. That's 1-888-TAX-DEAL.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Welcome to Paulie's Podcast.
You know, I've been thinking about this. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
All right, everybody, welcome back to where we just left off. Boy, I feel like we just left off after the Warrior Parade last Friday. We're back again. It's Thursday. Tony, you want to let's stamp this on June 23rd. A couple things. Creative Tony Ryan, Shannon Keller. Good morning, boys.
Good morning. Paul.
Hello.
First of all, a quick family shout out to my main man, Marcus Boucher, the water boy on the Murphy Mac Show. He'll be celebrating his 30th birthday tomorrow, Friday.
Nice. Oh, that's nice. So old.
June 24th.
Fantastic.
So goodbye
dirty
to your 20s.
30.
Dirty 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's entering a hell of a decade.
What happens in the dirty 30s,
the
30s Tony?
I loved my 30s.
Did you? You realize
yeah.
I don't even really remember them.
Yeah.
I don't. It's a blur.
I mean, I loved my 20s, too. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, I like the 20s. Yeah, I like my 40s, too. 40s are pretty badass.
I mean, it's all what you make it, right?
40s, Shannon?
I'm digging the 30s.
Where are you right now, numerically?
I'm 34.
Oh, ooh. You got a ways to go.
He's
climbing
that ladder, though, Paul.
Yeah.
By the way, later in the podcast, a special guest is Rebecca Sparks, one of the founders of High Sierra Music Festival.
High Sierra Music Festival coming back after, what, Tony, a two-year COVID hiatus?
Yeah, exactly. So they're celebrating 30 years, and highsierramusic.com to get tickets, get up there. It's going to be a hell of a funky good time. And by the way, you know, Paulie was front and center at the parade. I want to hear a little bit about the parade.
We should talk about the parade.
Right? I mean, because
pretty spectacular day.
I did not venture into the city that day. I worked from home and watched all the footage and listened to KMBR all day. And that was one hell of a party, man. Well, I can't even imagine what it was like to be there.
It was pretty fun, man. First of all, joining us on set, we had Festus Ezeli, which was great. And we were right at Drum Street and Market, so right at the very beginning.
Yeah. Festus is really good.
He rules.
On the mic, by the way.
He rules.
Really good.
I could see him on the mic for a long time to come.
Totally.
I could see him doing stuff on like major networks, actually.
He was a great player.
He was.
Yes, he was.
I think his career, I think injuries kind of derailed his career.
They did.
He went up to Portland after the title. I think he got a big contract up there, and I just think he was never really able to get healthy, from what I remember.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
But you're right. He was on his way to becoming a good player. Let me see. Also, Kendra Andrews joined us from ESPN. She's awesome.
Yep.
She sat with us. And then the players. I mean, that's what it was all about.
You guys also had Muss on as well.
Muss.
You had Eric Musselman.
That's right. Yeah. Well, he was on the phone. Yeah, we had Muss on. It was so much fun.
It was so much fun. The players literally... the barricades on Market Street were just basically almost pointless
by the end of the day, people just were swarming the streets. Clay,
there's a picture of Clay.
He looks like Jesus H. Christ
himself
walking down the street with all his followers. Like,
I love being a resident of the Bay Area, and I mean, just going to breakfast Saturday morning and seeing everybody in the neighborhood just so excited and getting a standing ovation from the chef, from the waiters, everybody. Like, that's what it's about right there, is those little wins, you know? And Sean Livingston would always tell me about the little wins during my rehab, and that's something I just will take for the rest of my life, or just the small things in life that just inspire you to keep going, whether it's taking a picture with a old lady or a young kid. Like, Dub Nation has no bounds, and we have fans from all walks of life.
There's a picture of Clay, and he's on the bus, and it's from behind Clay, and he's at the back of the bus.
It's a sea of humanity.
Looking back at Market Street. And it's a sea of humanity all the way down to the ferry boat.
People just started walking out into the parade route. Yeah. Like, it all broke down.
And I got to say, well done, Bay Area.
Yeah.
Everybody seemed to be on their best behavior, man.
Yes, Tony. You know, yes, well, you're
done.
Right.
Well, really well done.
The Herbal Delish truly was wafting through the air as early as early as 6 a.m.
Good. Ooh.
Big clouds of ganja. Good. By the way, I was trying to say, I don't know if you caught that on the broadcast,
what?
But when Clay's bus pulled up in front of it, because like, they would drive 20 yards and then stop, give everybody a chance, and then they move on. But Clay just happened to stop right in front of us, and I think I was talking to G. Papa, and I go, Greg, hold on. I got to run over there and try to get Clay some Herbal Delish.
Did you catch that, buddy?
Okay, good.
Did you give him some?
I couldn't get close enough, but I wanted to.
Imagine Paulie just throwing nuggets at the buses.
Like, that's kind of what Paulie does on the street.
Yeah. How about Draymond with a bottle of Hennessy, just, you know. Bro,
Draymond didn't give a damn.
He didn't care.
At all. He was walking around. No, he had a bottle. It was tequila.
Was it tequila?
It was a bottle of tequila.
And then he's dropping F-bombs in the pre-ceremony.
I'm just trying to think of the most controversial thing I can say. Like the media, like they do, you know? No, I mean, this is great. I don't know what y'all want me to tell you, that we better than everybody? You want from me? No, this has been an amazing year. I told y'all, don't let us win a championship. And clearly, nobody could stop it. I warned y'all, so I'm just going to continue to destroy people on Twitter, as I have been. I just want to say thank you all, and as always, everybody else. I love y'all.
And by the way, kudos to the Warriors. I think they knew how much of a party it was going to be and that the players would not be in any condition.
None.
In any condition.
Steph, too, by the way. Steph wasn't holding back. Steph had the chalice. I was watching him.
Steph was lit up.
So, I mean, I had to bring the jewelry back out. I don't look at it during the year.
That's a flex.
Gotta be the motivation, but every so once in a while, you gotta remind yourself.
You gotta remind.
We got four. Ah!
Aisha, the whole game. How about Cannon? Did you guys see Steph at Great America yesterday?
Yes.
What, are they riding rides?
Yes. Steph Curry was spotted on the roller coaster with Cannon yesterday.
Fantastic.
And that would have been Thursday, the 22nd. And he also went up to one of the basketball hoop concession games.
Awesome.
To try to win his kid a stuffed animal. So he was shooting threes, riding roller coasters.
The only part of the parade that I didn't like as an audio person, we're audio folks here, and Steph made his comment, and then he did the night-night thing, and then he dropped a very expensive microphone, and I just want all the children to know that you can't be dropping $150, $200 microphones.
Unless you're Steph Curry.
Unless you're Steph Curry and can afford it.
Now, Shannon, speaking of hijinks, did you guys see, I don't know if you caught this, Kales, but at one point, Draymond Green jumped off his bus and ran into an ice cream shop and started ordering sundaes and stuff.
Yes.
And the guy was like ringing him up. The guy was all business.
I watched that video a couple
like,
times.
Like, I would have been like, Draymond, whatever you want. The guy was like, okay, that's $10.
Yeah, and he's like, Ghirardelli needs her money.
Yeah. He was very, not panicked, the worker,
guy?
But he was very like, oh, like, very, like,
that's my boy. That's my boy, that guy.
It was great.
Yeah.
I couldn't be happier for not just the team, but for the Bay Area and. What a run, what a ride. Steve, I mean, doesn't it make you realize how good of a coaching job Steve Kerr has done trying to balance out all those different personalities?
No question.
I mean, when you see them come out like that in a parade, I mean, Steve sees them on the road and in practice, what we don't get to see, what we're not privy to. And I just think to balance all of those personalities and egos and... I can't say enough about Steve Kerr.
Speaking of balance.
Nine rings. Nine rings.
And counting.
Nine.
And counting.
And counting.
God, watch out, world. If the Warriors win another title and they'll be sitting at number five, then the chase is on to catch Jordan.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm just saying, watch out if they win their fifth, because now you're going to really have to start considering bigger goals. Now, Shannon, we talk balance. Part of what we do on the Jockcast, Warriors, Giants, Niners, and music.
And music.
So let's bring in Rebecca Sparks, the promoter and founder of the High Sierra Music Festival, and then Shannon Kaler's musical assignment, chasing that as well. Pauly Mack, creative Tony Ryan, Shannon Kaler. Hey, we got a special guest on. This is going to be a lot of fun because if you listen to the podcast, obviously you know all three of us are big music lovers, and we like to get out and about and mix it up in the scene and see different shows, and then bring those reports back to you guys, and we talk about them on the podcast. But today, we are going to bring in, she's an old friend of ours. I mean, at this point, it's almost like a family thing.
Yeah.
We're going to bring in Rebecca Sparks. She's going to join us on the phone for a little conversation about the High Sierra Music Festival. She's got a lot of interesting details. We'll go over the lineup. We'll go over all the details, how to get tickets, blah, 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 blah.
Paulie. Yeah, yeah, just welcome. Can we just welcome everybody to festival season?
Yes. Right? Welcome to festival season.
Let's welcome Rebecca to festival season.
You
know what? And Rebecca, welcome back to the podcast. I feel almost like I had a hand in kicking off festival season, and I'll explain. I went down to Jazz Fest this year for the first time ever, a couple of months ago. Had the time of my life. I had a ball. I saw everybody from Pete Townsend to Dumpster Funk. It was just amazing. It was really got me in the mood. It got me in the festival mood. So Shannon's on the bunch of festival circuits as well. Tony's at all the festivals pretty much. And now I think I'm going to get in the mix as well. So Rebecca, welcome back. Let's talk High Sierra. Now I know, let's get a little background. There's confusion whether or not this is the 30th annual or if this is just a summer celebration blowout. So explain to us what we're looking at with High Sierra this year.
Well, it's definitely High Sierra 30. Okay. So we were supposed to have our festival in 2020, and that would have been our 30th annual. And then when we postponed that in 2021, that could have been our 30th anniversary.
Well, see, now I feel like I got to jump in real quick. Is this any coincidence that you're – is this have to do with Steph Curry wearing number 30? Is this like a Steph Curry celebration as well?
I think we can make that leap. Absolutely. Let's dedicate this year's High Sierra 30 to – just Stephen Curry. I think that's entirely appropriate.
Also, side note that Rebecca's husband, Will, who has been a longtime listener of KMBR, and their son went to the parade on Monday as we record this Thursday.
Oh, Rebecca, Will shot me a text in the middle of the chaos, and he said, hey, I'm standing right to your left. And I swear to God, and then I looked up, and he was not there, so I don't know what he sent you, but let him know I looked for him, and I'm sorry I missed him. Yeah.
Inches. He got inches from Mr. Clay Thompson.
Oh, there you go.
When he dipped into the crowd and, you know, got the photo. It was really, really great. I was very jealous.
So, Rebecca, there's what, of course, I'm so thrilled High Sierra is back. The last 2 years without it, I can't even imagine what you guys have been through. But for all of us High Sierra just junkies or High Sierra heads, it's back. And more than just the lineup is amazing. You know, J-Rad, Joe Russo's Almost Dead, is headlining Green Sky Bluegrass, Disco Biscuits, Spafford,
Lettuce.
Goose, Lettuce.
Thank you, Shannon.
Lettuce. There's the Slip. If you guys know The Slip from Boston, from Massachusetts.
Good name. Good name,
right?
For a band.
Oh, so good. They took a hiatus, but they're back.
What kind of music do they play?
Like avant-garde jazz,
really?
Wacky.
I think I want to see The Slip.
You would
based
love
on
the
that
slip.
Description.
You would love The Slip, really. But I'm most excited about, I think, is just the vibe, energy that's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, people have been waiting 3 years for this, and it's just there's no underestimating, you know, the community and the meaning that it will have to people to just be able to gather together after 3 years of not having been able to do this. It's going to be really special.
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, Shan.
Well, I've just noticed, you know, looking at the lineup, it's really great. And you have two really high octane performances. And I've gotten to see these bands really up close. But do you know Andy Frasco and what kind of character you might be welcoming into your hemisphere? Because he's a little wild.
Just a little. In fact, he was one of those pandemic artists that did crazy live streams lot.
Yes.
But he had actually been to the festival before, so we know what we're getting into.
Nice. Yeah, you should have an idea. Again, our guest is Rebecca Sparks, and she is one of the founders and promoters of this beautiful High Sierra Music Festival. Now, let's just say people are hearing about this for the first time because, like you said, Rebecca, there have been so many cancellations and rescheduled gigs, and it's across the board. I mean, Mick Jagger got COVID last week. I mean, everybody's been affected. Pearl Jam had to shut their tour down, sadly. So we're going to cross our fingers and hope for the best, and everyone's going to take precautions. But let's get in particulars, Rebecca, as far as people listening in, if they would like tickets, when the shows are. Let's just break down all of the ABCs of the events.
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, the first day of the festival is next Thursday, June 30th. And excuse me, many people come up there on Wednesday, the day before, to kind of get in queue to sort of get their spot when the gates open Thursday morning. But HighSierraMusic.com is our website, just like it sounds. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage folks to go there and learn all about it. We've got 5 daytime stages, and we've got, you know, all kinds of things besides the music, like yoga classes. Ooh. And fire shows at midnight every night, and you know, just parades with giant puppets every day. I mean,
giant puppets. Yes,
I might need to interact with the giant puppet. To be honest,
there's also like each day has like a theme of what you want to wear. Like,
really?
If you want to get decked out.
What are the themes?
And the themes, Rebecca, can you go over?
Yeah,
the
tell
themes?
Us. I want to know what the themes are.
Okay, costume themes. We've got Thursday is rainbows in honor of Pride.
Nice.
Yeah, there we go.
Nice.
Funkadelic Friday, Boogie the Night Away. Mm-hmm. We've got Chatterday Saturday. Nice. And last but not least, Pajama Sunday. So
this is great.
Sunday.
It's PJ's incredible.
And now, Rebecca, I got to ask real quick, will you participate in theme costume day as well?
100%,
okay.
Not even close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not even close. Oh, not even close. Okay. Well, fair enough. I tried.
There's something else I want to stress.
I'm the serious. I gotta be serious.
You got to run around with the clipboard like Bill Graham. I get it. Yes.
I want to stress to everybody too. This is such a family-friendly festival as well. Like, I've been to some festivals where not, you know, you could bring family, but they don't welcome the family, and it's not family-minded or oriented. High Sierra absolutely is. And there's this group called the Rockin' Nannies that you can drop your kids off, and they'll watch your kids while you
until
go hang out.
Until 4 a.m., they will. Until 4 a.m.
See? And then
you can get your late night on and not even worry a thing about the kiddos.
Exactly. So. And that, which leads me to then you have the late night music, which is a whole other, like, it's like, it's kind of like Hawaii, you know, like Hawaii when you lived in the sunshine. It's like one vibe, and then the sun goes down, and there's a whole different vibe. It's 2 different festivals, because then you have the late night shows that just go crazy. And then there's the vaudeville tent, which is probably my favorite spot of the whole festival, is the vaudeville tent that just anybody drops by. There's scheduled bands, but then it comes to free-for-all and jam sessions. And
we've got silent disco happening late at night, too, from midnight to dawn.
Rebecca, you just nailed. I think Paulie would be so all over silent disco.
Throw a pair of headphones on and just start shaking.
Yes.
I can feel it. I do love to dance. All kidding aside, like a lot of music lovers, I like to get up there and mix it up. Now, Rebecca, one thing that, again, our guest is Rebecca Sparks with the High Sierra Music Festival. One of the things I really loved, Rebecca, about being at Jazz Fest in New Orleans, and I know it was the food. There was so much great food on the grounds that we really didn't even have to eat outside the festival. We just ate all this great food there. So let's talk about the food that'll be available at High Sierra. Like, are you guys bringing food trucks? Like, what could we expect as far as the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got so many different kinds of food offerings, from Spiro's gyros, the best gyros on the planet, to, you know, pizza and you know, Hawaiian, Coleco's Hawaiian Kitchen. Dump City Dumplings, which is just a dumpling truck. You know, just all kinds of great stuff.
Rebecca, I have to ask too, are the fatty egg roll people still around?
Let's hope so.
Absolutely.
Yes. And another thing too, before I hand it to Shannon, there is the morning kickball that happens at High Sierra.
You need it. Well, so. I want to play. Hey, listen, I got a big left foot. I do. I kick lefty, Tony.
I know.
I do.
The kickball and the silent disco kind of share space a little bit. Ooh. So it's a little interesting to kind of get the disco, silent disco headphone people mixed up with the kickball. And, you know, it's a very interesting scene, of which I have never personally witnessed myself because, you know, I'm usually sleeping at that time. But
yeah, you got to sleep at some point, right?
Well, we're going to need the silent disco people to be aware if they have their headphones on. We have to have hand signals of some kind.
It's a thing, for sure.
So I was looking, and I just wanted to see if there are 2 or 3 bands that you're really excited about personally. Do you have any that you're like, please don't miss these guys that are in the mix of this lineup that you're excited about?
Absolutely. I would say, you know, unsuspectingly, Sammy Ray and the Friends. I have only seen video of them. They're like new, up and coming, really phenomenal, charismatic singer, and just really great rock and band. Also, of course, Molly Tuttle, who just won a Grammy, and the up and coming AJ Lee and Blue Summit on the bluegrass side of things. Phenomenal.
You know, speaking of bluegrass, I was at Winter Wondergrass, Rebecca, and there's a band I saw that you guys are also having that I'm really excited to check out. And they also play Jazz Fest, Polly. I recommended Polly see them at Jazz Fest. The War and Treaty, which their set was fantastic. And
kind of gospel-y, yeah.
Are they're either husband, wife, or brother, sister. I forget which one they are, but they're incredible. So, and then of course you have the big names too. You know, Joe Russo's Almost Dead and Goose and Green Sky Bluegrass, Disco Biscuits. Like, it's a throwdown. It's basically a 4-day throwdown.
Benny Kuti and the Positive Force from Africa. You know,
right. Femi Kuti's gonna be there.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Rebecca, just to wrap up here, I want to ask another just question about for people heading up there, because if they've never been or if this sounds interesting and they're like, oh, I'm going to grab tickets, head up there. Let's talk about camping and where people stay. Is there like a certain section camping, like just the whole thing? Is camping allowed? Do people have to bring their own tents? Like what should they expect?
Yeah. By and large, it's mostly camping because the lodging there is very, very limited. Unfortunately, we are sold out of RV passes at this point, but if you like to tent camp, we've got plenty of room for you, and you can camp on site or you can camp in one of our exterior campgrounds. Camp Panorama is, you can kind of stretch out and spread out a little bit there. We encourage tent camping for this.
Cool. I'll vouch for the Panorama camp. I've camped there before. I've camped on the grounds too. You can't lose anywhere you camp either. And by the way, it's great to hear that the RV passes are all sold out, because that's going to be the parties in the RVs are half the fun. When you just roll through the lots, and there's people that get on top. There's bands that get on top of RVs and have jams. There's all, you know, it's just, it's so much fun. I can't even stress how much fun it is. And you can't undersell. And also, like I talked about earlier in the interview, is the energy of everybody being so excited to be gathered back. I went to a show, Rebecca, recently at the Independent, saw Neil Francis, and he was incredible, number one. And number two, it wasn't just the show that was great, but it was just everybody was so excited to be back at a show in a club, dancing, having fun. I saw the old bartenders that used to be there for years. Yeah. It was just, I'm envisioning the same exact type of feeling at High Sierra. HighSierraMusic.com for tickets and information. Get there.
Well, Rebecca, listen.
One PSA real quick.
Please.
Is Highway 70, which is kind of the main way people go there from the Bay Area, is closed currently.
Oh.
There was a big fire up there last year, the Dixie Fire, and it made a big burn scar, and they had a big slide there a couple weeks ago. So I would encourage everybody, if you're thinking about coming up, come up 80 to Truckee and then go up 89 into Quincy.
80 to 89. Yep. Okay, yep. Rebecca. Well, listen, first off, congratulations on getting this thing back, setting sail again. Should be a lot of fun. High Sierra Music Festival. It's the 4th of July weekend, so people generally have that extra day off.
Mm-hmm.
Why not bring the kids, go up there, say hi to the giant-sized puppets, get on top of an RV with Tony.
Oh,
and
you
his,
know Tony's going to be rummaging around Tony in people's
up,
RVs.
Tony will wind up driving one of those RVs home with some family he doesn't even know, knowing him. But Rebecca, we love you so much, and we're really happy this thing is back, and give our very best to Will, and we will see you up there. It's the High Sierra Music Fest.
Up there. Thank you so much for having me.
God bless, Rebecca. We love you. Okay, Pauly Mac Podcast continues next. And we are back on the Pauly Mac Podcast. And I feel, Tony and I were just talking about this, I feel like now we are really back at full strength. Like in the NHL, if you're watching the Stanley Cup Finals, when a guy gets a penalty in a hockey game, he has to go to the penalty box for 2 minutes. And then the team is a man short. That's kind of what we've been without Steve. Last week, we were like in the penalty box, but now Steve is back on the ice. We're at full strength. And Steve, great to see you. Welcome back to the Pauly Mac Podcast. How are you?
I'm great. I was a little under the weather, as you know, but I'm back now.
Awesome, man. Well, you're looking good. Great to have you back. And Steve does not sleep until he's comfortable knowing that he's dispensed valuable information regarding your taxes, your whole tax reality, and how things can change or be worked to your benefit. So, Steve, what's on your mind today? What are you going to help us out with?
You know, our cliffhanger from last time lasted a little longer than we originally intended.
Well, it was suspenseful, Steve.
Indeed it was.
Yeah.
And what's happened is we were talking about audits and what happens if you disagree with the auditor.
Yes.
And today we're going to talk about the tax court.
Okay.
So what happens if you disagree with the auditor? A lot of people wrongly think the auditor is judge, jury, and executioner. He or she is not. And the auditor can't do a thing to you unless you agree. So if you and the auditor have a difference of opinion, that's fine. Oftentimes the Supreme Court has a difference of opinion with each other. Then you take it right over his or her head. And last time we talked about the way we want to go through the tax court, because when we go through the tax court first, they send the case back to an appeals officer, but there's two benefits. One benefit being the burden of proof shifts from the taxpayer to the government for any new issues raised by the government.
Okay.
And the other is statistically, the settlement officers give you a better shot, a better deal. But suppose we say, well, you know, we got a better deal, but it's still not good enough.
Okay.
Now we get to go to tax court. So we tell the appeals officer, release it for litigation. We have a second settlement attempt. The second settlement attempt is with the IRS attorneys. And everything that has to do with court, Paulie, the judges always want the attorneys to deal with it themselves and not involve the judge.
Right.
Absolutely necessary.
So okay.
There's a standing order that the attorneys or the parties try their best to work it out without talking to the judge. And there's a lot of times there's a meaningful conversation here because, you know, in the tax laws, there's really so much that is in dispute. And if you look at the tax laws, the courts themselves are split. So you say, for example, can I deduct X? And if X is typical, I can show you a lot of cases where the court says yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can show you a lot of cases where the court says no. So what is it?
Well, yeah, right, right.
And that's why you have settlements where you say, well, you know what? Normally when you go to court, it's all or nothing. But let's go ahead and let's see if we can settle our differences for X percent. So that's what you want to do. And also conceptually, a major problem that people have is with their records. Everybody should keep wonderful records.
Well, that's easier said than done sometimes, right, Steve?
It's just like everybody should work out, you know, every day.
That's it.
And nobody should eat sugar or fat.
This is exactly, yes.
Yes.
And we all know that.
Yeah.
However, that's not real life.
No, no.
So what happens if you don't have all your records? Then, you know, we talked last time about going ahead and using a reasonable expectation report. For example, if you can't find your office rent,
right,
then your landlord can give you a letter. And if the building burned to the ground and the landlord is nowhere to be found, you can say, well, the surrounding buildings of approximate size, approximate cost X, and I should be able to use that. That's something that's very common. Or, for example, if you have a trucking company and you can't find any of your gas receipts, you had to put gas in the vehicles to earn the money. They wouldn't move otherwise.
Great call. Yes.
You know, a lot of times an auditor will say, okay, no receipt, no deduction, all disallowed. That's just not reasonable.
Right.
When you get into the higher levels, okay, if you own a trucking company, even if you don't have the receipts for gas, you had to buy the gas to make the revenue.
Yeah, yeah, good point. Yeah.
You go into things like averages. Well, okay, my trucks are the so-and-so model, and they get about so many miles per gallon, and during that time, the average price of gas was Y, so X times Y equals Z, and that's the amount. And usually at the upper levels, they'll understand that. A lot of times at the lower levels, the audit levels, they don't. They just say, where's the receipt? No receipt, no deduction.
Yeah, right, right.
And very simple. But at the higher levels, there's more thinking done. Say, well, again, you can't move the trucks without the gas. And there's also, as you know, one of the cases I mentioned last week, but again, I mentioned again for the sports show.
Yeah.
Smoking Joe Frazier.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He didn't have any receipts, but he called his one witness, his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the tax court judge said he looked at the mom and he saw an honest woman. He heard the mom, he heard an honest woman, and he believed her.
Nice.
That was his evidence.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to point out in this, yeah, series. That yes, for planning, you should absolutely positively have a receipt for everything. Buy somebody a cup of coffee, get a receipt. But if you don't, but this is real life, if you don't have it, there's a lot of ways to prove it. For example, if you don't have a birth certificate, that doesn't mean you were never born.
True. Yes.
And that's part of what settlements are based on.
Yeah.
The IRS attorneys know that. And basically, what we're trying to do is just rule a reason, work out a reasonable deal that everybody can live with.
Well, this is the thing. See, this is why we love having Steve on. First of all, Steve has been just a good friend of ours for a long time. But when it comes to sharing this kind of information, and I think what you said, Steve, a lot of important stuff today, because you're so right. Life is kind of messy and it gets overwhelming and busy, and it's not always easy to remember to save receipts, or if you save them, they can get misplaced, and it does get overwhelming at times. But like Steve said at the beginning of this discussion, the auditor is not the judge, jury, and executioner. Talk to Steve, and this is what I encourage you to do. You want a guy like Steve Moskowitz on your side to guide you through these situations and open up doors that you might think were previously locked or closed. Steve has the key. He can open those doors and maybe get you into a better situation. So call Steve. Have that discussion. If you are facing an audit, Steve is the guy to talk to. 1-888-TAX-DEAL. 1-888-TAX-DEAL. Again, important to remember, if you're just joining us, where Steve said, even if you don't have all of your receipts and records, a lot of times a reasonable outcome can still be worked towards and enjoyed by both parties. So 1-888-TAX-DEAL. Visit him online at MoskowitzLLP.com. And Steve, great hit today, man. Thank you for the information, and stay well, and look forward to seeing you next week. Take us home, baby.
I'm happy I'm over the COVID. And what I've been dying to say for 2 weeks now is my final advice in today's show.
Yeah.
Don't touch that dial. Keep it on KMBR, the sports leader, and listen to Paulie Mack.
Well, boys, it's time for the musical assignment, and we better get to it. The musical assignment, as always, is supported by Community Music Center. Check out sfcmc.org and, sign up for a violin lesson. Nice. And then help out the community. We're all learning music together. It's music for everyone since 1921, sfcmc.org. And may I say, I'm going to just toot my own horn for a second.
I like that.
You guys, please come up and see the whole Bay Area. Tim Bloom, Chuck Prophet, Kelly McFarling, Stone Foxes, we'll all be at Woolly Star Fest up near Tahoe this weekend. I'll see you on Saturday if you're headed up to the mountain.
For you, Tony, why wouldn't you be at that festival?
Well,
you are Mr. Tahoe.
I can only do so much.
Yeah.
But what's the website, or if somebody wants to get tickets, stonefoxes.com?
Yeah. Stonefoxes.com for tickets. Woolly Star.
It's outdoor really cool. Gig, indoor gig.
Outdoor gig.
And see, this is the time for outdoor music, man.
It's a camping thing.
Yeah.
On a ranch.
And are you going to camp on a ranch?
I'm going to be in a home.
Okay.
On the ranch.
Well, you're fancy pants now. You're an artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're one of those artist types.
And it's thrown by the Hellman family, who does Hardly Strictly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank them for the Hardly Strictly for all of us. Just
seriously,
thank them. Just say
seriously.
Thank you.
Do you know exactly, is it Markleyville or Markleville?
Markleville.
Markleville. That's
I like
it
the
is.
Name yep. of that.
Okay.
Yeah, Markleville.
Cool. Is there camping there?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
All right. And I mean, that is just, if I was like roaming the earth single without kids or whatever, I would just hop from festival to festival to festival all summer long.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be our tour manager?
Well, that too. And your lighting director.
And sound, maybe. And,
well, all
it's a lot of responsibility.
It's the groove.
That's a lot.
Speaking of music, let's get to it. I had another spelling blunder. So I was thinking, Jacques Peterson, that must be a French thing. And then Tony says, no, I think it's J-O-C.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not French at all. But I was thinking.
not even at all.
No, not at all.
No.
But I was thinking, this guy is creaming the ball. He's going to be an all-star probably. He's ahead in the votes. And we're thinking, how about Jack songs, since Jacques is the French version of Jack.
Love it.
I know it's kind
of. Love.
It's a muddled, theme, but we're going to go with it.
Well, also shout out to Jack Youngblood,
nice,
who played the Super Bowl with a broken leg.
Yes.
Shout out to Jack Cheese, which will spice up any burger.
Yes.
Other great Jack. Jack Clark, my hero as a kid.
Yeah, Jack Clark.
San Francisco right fielder Jack Clark
hit
26 home runs in 78. Shannon.
Yeah.
Actually, no. 28, I think it was. 28. Anyway, you had a great year, Jack Clark.
The original 22 for in the orange and black.
Clark to Clark.
Yeah, Clark
keep
to Clark.
Keep going Clark to Clark.
Yeah, totally.
Any other Jacks,
totally.
Tony, I need to shout out? Not
off the top of my head. Well, there's Jack White, of course, one of my favorite all-time
yeah,
musicians.
Yeah, Jack White, that's your guy, dude.
Well,
I mean, come on.
Maybe you guys should select a song
sakes.
From Jack.
Well, God sakes.
Yeah, Paulie, do you want to start?
I will start. And I'll go back to, this is really weird, but I don't know that, like, you listen to the podcast a lot. We pick songs at the end of every podcast. I think I'm going, like, two of the last three Jockcasts. I'm going to the same band. I'm going back to AC/DC now.
Yeah, fine.
Sorry.
Fine.
But they were basically, like, a blues rock band when they first started. So going back to their first album now, High Voltage, there's a song on there called The Jack.
I know it.
The Jack. She's got the Jack. Said she never had the full house, but I should have known from the tattoo on her left leg and the garter on her right. She'd have the card to bring me down if she played it right. She's got the Jack. She's got the Jack. Actually, why aren't the Stone Foxes covering
Actually,
the
it's
Jack?
A great
Not
call.
Even kidding.
And do your own stylings to it.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea,
but she
Paulie.
Gave it to anybody. Oh. Anyway, the Jack, Tony, it's a blues number. Here
I
you go.
Got to on my right.
That's right.
Yes.
You can nail it.
Shannon. If she played it right, she's got the Jack.
She's
got the Jack.
And who knows what else?
Dude, totally. And who knows what else? Great call, Shannon. Kaler knows. All right.
Shannon, go. I'm going to finish.
Kaler, go.
Well, I just have to...
And who knows what else?
Kaler,
go. Great call.
I went to, I'm going to stay with the theme. I kind of like that we're going back to the well on things that we've done
before. Sure.
So last week I talked about Youngblood that was done on the concert for Bangladesh by Leon Russell, right? Mm-hmm. And we were talking about Gold Blooded. And so I'd say, oh, yeah, Youngblood, right? So I'm going to go to that very same performance, the concert for Bangladesh, and the medley that he does with Youngblood is into Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Mm.
And so you're going to have to listen to Leon Russell doing a live cover of Jumpin' Jack Flash at the concert for Bangladesh.
Fine.
You're welcome.
Fine.
I do thank you for that. That's a great one.
And who knows what else?
And who knows what else?
All right, I'll finish this up. And you know what, Shannon? I hate to do this, but I'm going to fly double guns in your direction.
Wow.
But first of all, I'll give you Jack White. Okay, I'll give you Jack White.
Barely,
as the Jack.
Though. I mean, yeah.
And I'm going to give you the title track off his album, Lazaretto, the song Lazaretto.
Oh.
It's the album that he styled the vinyl to have the record start from the middle and go out. The needle goes out from the middle.
That's cool.
If you spin the
Kooky.
Record, you start the needle in the middle and the songs go out.
Kooky.
So Lazaretto, Jack White, in honor of Jocktober, Jock Peterson. Going back to Atlanta and dropping bombs, dropping a bomb in Atlanta is pretty sweet, by the
That's
way.
That's cool.
Secondly, though, we had Rebecca Sparks on from High Sierra Music Festival, so I'm going to pick a High Sierra artist, too, just to showcase what's going down in Quincy, California next weekend. I'm going to go Green Sky Bluegrass, amazing bluegrass band. They're going to be one of the headliners. Joe Russo's Almost Dead, Goose, Spafford, Femi Kuti. A ton of great artists will be there. But a song called Past My Prime by Green Sky Bluegrass, because you know what? I'm past my prime.
No, that's not true.
But I'm still
that's not true.
I'm still gonna chase my prime.
It's not true.
But I think I'm past it.
You gotta it's not true. Not accurate, but good.
Thank
Let's
you.
Check it out.
All right.
my knees are bleeding, when I seem defeated, if I try to save face before I make it to where I said I swore that I would fight.
Boom. That was wonderful.
Hey, Kales, why don't you take us home? And I want some, I would like something philosophical today. And,
oh.
And wishes for the masses on this beautiful weekend. Well, you'll be playing music, and Tony and I will be out there doing something.
Yes.
Just give us some wisdom.
We're on the other side of the solstice. Enjoy the sun while nice. It's there.
Nice.
It shall set upon us, and the banana moon shall rise. This is the Pauly Mac Podcast. You've been listening. Yes, Tony?
HighSierraMusic.com for tickets and information, by the way.
Oh, right. On KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Well, that's great and everything, Shannon, but we're not done. We're not done at all. In fact, Shannon has left the building like Elvis Presley, and Creative Tony and I are hijacking this S for the final stretch home. Can we call this, Creative Tony, a potluck segment?
Sure, I love potluck.
We don't know what's going to come up, so let me start here.
You know, as a kid, I grew up like going to potlucks and my parents hosting potlucks a lot.
Why don't we bring back the potluck? Right. I'm getting ideas now.
Yeah, totally.
I think I want to have like a cannabis potluck where everybody brings like either a cookie, a strain, a bowl, a pipe, or something, or some papers, whatever you got. It's just a potluck.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, I just...
you go, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I just finished Ozark literally last
night.
Let's
break that. That's a perfect discussion for the potluck segment. Now, I did that about a month or so ago.
Just finished it.
For those amazing. Of you who haven't seen the end, we're going to do what you would call a spoiler.
Spoiler.
Let's get into
it. I'm late to the party, so if you haven't watched it yet, then
it's on y'all.
It's on you.
It's on y'all.
Because I was like, I'm super late to
that's
this
That's y'all's
party.
Business.
But that's just how I roll.
So go ahead with Ozark now. Give me all your impressions.
I'm just floored.
Yeah. Ruth went out like a gangster.
Wendy like and Marty Bird.
Well, I want to start with Ruth, if
Ruth
we could.
Ruth just said, are we going to do this or what?
I respect it.
Yeah.
She's a gangster. Until the day of her final breath.
Boom.
Yeah.
I mean, Camila.
Refresh my memory. Was it who pulled the trigger on Ruth? That was
it was the Camila Navarro.
She made me nervous from day one.
Omar's
day
sister.
One.
She just had her brother whacked.
Camila that just was had terrible. Her brother whacked. I got really fond of Navarro.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. I became a Navarro guy.
Just had her brother whacked.
Did you feel that way or is it just me? They're all despicable people.
By the way, that guy, whoever that guy is.
The guy playing Navarro?
Amazing actor. I mean, he played that role.
He was spectacular.
Incredible. Seriously, that show. Kids.
It was an outstanding show.
That show was incredible.
Tremendous.
And I learned so much about just staying calm in life.
Well, that's Bateman.
By watching Bateman.
Bateman.
Seriously. I would watch that and be like, look at how calm he is.
They're pulling his toenails off. And
look at how calm he
yeah.
is.
Yeah. How about Darlene getting whacked?
Darlene getting whacked. Javi getting whacked.
How'd they get rid of Javi? Help me remember. It's been a while.
Ruth killed Javi.
Right in the bowl, right in the headshot. Yeah.
After Javi killed Wyatt.
Well, Ruth wasn't playing games.
No.
Ruth didn't give
no.
a damn.
No.
I kind of, like Ruth, I was really, really liked her. I think she's a really talented
oh, incredible.
Kid.
Incredible.
Anything else, Tony, on no, the Ozark
just,
funnel?
No, it's just, hey, I'm wearing a t-shirt today. It's a baseballism t-shirt with the number 3 on it, and it has an arrow up and an arrow down. Paulie asked me what it is. I said it's 3 up, 3 down.
Like Rodon yesterday.
Rodon. That guy blowing 99 miles an hour in the 7th inning.
Can we get him a win, though, maybe?
I know.
Can we get him a win?
I think things are going to be okay.
But you know what, Tony? As crazy as this sounds, based on last year, the way the Giants won 100 and, what did they win, 108 or
107?
Okay, and then the Dodgers only like one game behind them, which was all that separated them. All these games, they could factor in at the end, like when you're in a race like that.
If there's one thing I'm sure of.
Go ahead.
Is that the Dodgers will gag at some point. I am almost, I couldn't be more sure of anything in baseball than the Dodgers not winning at all.
Don't disagree at all. I totally agree with that.
Mark,
it's an
annual
thing.
June 23rd, as we mark the calendars, they
could
will
gag
not win
on the,
at all.
In the playoffs, they could gag prior to that. The beautiful thing is think of all the money they've spent.
Right.
And what do they have to show for it?
Right.
One World Series that I don't acknowledge during the COVID
60
era.
60 games? Come on.
Can't help you.
Come on.
I can't help you.
Peace. And thank you, Dubs, for an amazing ride.
Oh, thank you, Steph Curry. You ride the roller coaster with Cannon. Have a great time.
The whole team, just top to bottom, man.
Top to blank and bottom.
And I can't wait to see the young Dubs next year. Give me young Dubs. Give me Kuminga. Give me Poole. You know, come on. Give me young Dubs.
You ever see that Western they made, Tony, with Emilio Estevez, Young Guns?
Yes,
I never saw it.
Come on. What?
Never saw it.
Dude. Come on.
I never saw it.
It's a slice of Americana.
It's Young Guns.
Yes.
Rob Lowe. Who else am I getting in that? Like, there's a whole bunch of those dudes.
All those guys.
All of them? Yeah.
The bonus segment's over.
Young Guns.
Yeah. Pauly, go see Young Guns.
That's the end of the podcast.
Bye.
You've been listening to Pauly's Podcast with Pauly Mack of KNBR's Murph and Mack Morning Show. This is the KNBR Podcast Network on KNBR, the sports leader.
Hey, everybody. It's Pauly Mack here from the Murph and Mack Morning Show, getting ready to talk to Steve Moskowitz, good friend and podcast sponsor. Steve, can you help me make some sense of the AB150? What is it and what does it mean?
AB150 passed July 16th, 2021, effectively gives business owners the ability to deduct their state income taxes on their federal return. But you have to be an entity like an S Corp. So if you're a sole proprietor, what you want to do is talk to us about becoming an S Corp. And then what happens is you get to pay the taxes at the corporate level, which are deductible. You don't pay a penny more in state taxes. This is a big, big deal. So if you're a sole proprietor, talk to us about becoming an S Corp. If you're already an S Corp, then you need to talk to us about making a selection.
Wow, this is a nice opportunity, Steve. The AB150 is just one of the things Steve can help you with. Call in today at 1-888-TAX-DEAL, 1-888-TAX-DEAL, or visit him online at MoskowitzLLP.com.